Democrats have been feeling confident of late. In a national political landscape that has been reduced to wins, losses, and deals, elections earlier in the month in New Jersey, Virginia, and beyond had given the party in opposition a much-needed bolster almost a year into the presidency of Donald Trump.
Let me be the first to say greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
And it comes at a time when its adherents have been asking themselves if it can get much worse.
I had my issues I ran on, and then today it's national and people are talking about the historical... I'm still trying to take all of this in.
Media outlets have been quick to react giddily to elections in which a Liberian refugee with a liberal message was elected mayor of Helena in solidly red Montana, and the New Jersey city of Hoboken elected its first Sikh mayor. Elsewhere, Virginia voted in its first openly transgender lawmaker, Danica Roem, who beat Republican Bob Marshall, who has been open in his disdain of LGBTQ rights.
This election has to prove nationwide that discrimination is a disqualifier.
In short, it was the sort of progressive rainbow nation building that the Democrats badly needed. But the big question remains the following. How much should we read into these elections that wave goodbye to the much maligned Republican Governor Chris Christie, out from January and to be replaced by Democrat Phil Murphy, among others? And how much of the momentum will be translated into meaningful gains when the midterms arrive next year? Only then will the true test come.
New ideas delivered by fresh new faces like me, Nancy Pelosi.
And me, Dianne Feinstein.
And me, Chuck Schumer.
And we also have some great new leaders waiting in the wings, like hot young thing Elizabeth Warren.
If ever a reality check were needed, it was provided by satirists-in-chief Saturday Night Live. The sketch show took a break from pummeling Trump and his Republican cohorts to poke fun at the state of the Democratic Party. The point the show was making, gently deriding the victories in NJ and Virginia as two of 10 states that the party cares about, was that Democrats still have plenty of problems, and it's largely a generational one. The majority of the top leadership is in its 60s and 70s, with even old guard trooper Joe Biden flirting with the idea of running in 2020. There have been rumblings of discontent in the House of Representatives too, with some suggesting that minority leader, 77-year-old Nancy Pelosi, needs to step aside. Chuck Schumer in the Senate at 66 is hardly a spring chicken either. Add to the mix the fact that for many, Democratic political messaging has failed to inspire, especially if a recent CNN poll that puts favourability towards the Democrats at a 25-year low is to be believed. How Democrats will fare varies depending on who you speak to, but many commentators believe there is a slim chance of regaining the House of Representatives and a much smaller one of winning back the Senate. Reasons for this are numerous, and one that goes beyond aging politicians. Gerrymandering, the process of the dominant party redrawing congressional boundaries to its electoral advantage, certainly plays a big part. So too the fact that a lot of Democratic voters are based in urban clusters, and the fact that the Democratic Party is having something of an identity crisis, unsure about how to take on Trump and whether to battle for the centre ground a la Clinton or veer more towards the left, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren and all. It's not all bad though.
And finally, something that I am so proud of and I remind you all the time. We live in a very diverse society. It is getting more diverse every day. It is that diverse society that makes this country great.
Virginia in particular proved that when it puts its mind to it, the Democratic Party can get out the vote and mobilise. Also in its favour is the fact that traditionally the party in power tends to cede some advantage in midterm elections. But if the Democrats are going to wrest back any semblance of that power, they're going to have to mobilise a veritable avalanche of support, both new and established. One can't help feeling they've still got a long way to go. For Monocle in New York, I'm Ed Stocker.